a lot of the fears that I had growing up, all through my 20s, early 30s, those fears around rejection, around not being liked, about saying something wrong, around holding attention and taking up too much space, all of these things, all of these fears, they fit really nicely into stand-up comedy. Hi, you're listening to The Self Sessions with me, Marissa McCallum. I'm a body and mindset coach, social entrepreneur and writer. I help you discover what you want, decide how to go for it and feel like you deserve it. In this space, we will explore all things life and what it means to be human. Sometimes it'll just be me, sometimes not. Perhaps I'll bring along some friends or a fantastic guest to open up the conversation. But in all cases, each episode will be delivered with one single intention and my mantra for life, wishing only love. Let's get started. Earlier this week, I did my first ever stand-up comedy gig. Yes, I did that. If you had said to me a year ago that, Marissa, you know what, you're going to get up on stage, you're going to do your own personal set at a stand-up comedy night in South London, and you're just going to stand up there for 5 minutes and hope that people laugh at your jokes. That's what you're going to do. If someone had said that to me a year ago, I'd be like, nah. For me, stand-up comedy has always been something that I feared. I always had great respect. I always had a huge amount of respect for stand-up comedians because I think it takes so much courage to get up on stage and be like, I'm going to make you laugh. Because humour is so subjective. And when you're up on stage, people are expecting you to make them laugh, or they're going to actively work against it. Like a prove me wrong, like I'm not going to laugh. Anything you say is not going to make me laugh. You know, it can be tough if you have a tough crowd. Ooh, brutal. And for me, stand-up comedy just kind of fed into a lot of the fears that I had growing up, all through my 20s, early 30s, those fears around rejection, around not being liked, about saying something wrong, around holding attention and taking up too much space. All of these things, all of these fears, they fit really nicely into stand-up comedy. And as I referenced at the opening of this season of the Self Sessions, I've started to do things that I'm scared of. I've started to do things that I thought I never would, because I've realised that life is very short. And I'm here to live life. I'm here to live life to the fullest. And if that means occasionally scaring myself or doing something that appears scary, I'm here for it. And it fits really nicely into the work that I do with performers. So I coach performers around things like confidence and facing your fears and getting unstuck. And I have been doing performance. I've been doing improvised comedy for a couple of years now. But I really wanted to stretch myself a bit more and do something completely new to me. And so when the opportunity came up to do a 5 minute set at a comedy night, I took it. I'd seen a friend do it. I went to support a friend and I felt really inspired by them, the bravery and inspired by actually everyone that got up on stage. It takes so much to get up on stage and hold a mic and talk at people. And it's different to public speaking for me. I've done presentations before. I was in the corporate sector. I do wellbeing workshops. Like, I've spoken in front of groups of people. But stand-up comedy, you're really leaning into your ability to tell a story. You're really leaning into comic timing, reading the room. Moving on if something doesn't work and just trusting that you're going to get through it. You're completely vulnerable up there. And yeah, I thought that's something that I've never put myself through, but I did. And I'm really proud that I did. I'm really, really proud. I've been thinking a lot about comedy and laughter over the last few months because towards the end of 2022, there was a lot of sadness. There was a lot of grief, a lot of life events that led me to go very, very low again, like touching on depression. I was heading into depression territory again. But I got support. I got my first ever therapist. And when I had that support, I realized that it was actually grief that I was experiencing, grief from previous happenings that I hadn't processed properly. grief that had been triggered by a new event, a new bereavement. It all come to the surface to be dealt with this time. And now that I have the capacity to deal with this stuff, it opened up the opportunity to heal it a bit better, to actually face it and hold it and not be scared of it. And so, yeah, the end of last year, 2022, was a very dark time for me. And I worked my way through it with support, with people that care about me, with professional support. And when I got through the bulk of that process, that period of time, I was seeking out things that would make me feel better. I got to the point where I was tired of feeling sad. And so I started watching funny films and stand-up comedy and just, yeah, really avoiding anything that was bleak. So no news. I mean, I've stopped watching the news years ago, but yeah, avoiding anything that was too bleak, anything heavy, anything particularly violent or horrific. Just all of that needed to go. I was there for like kids' films, comedy, light and fluffy. But then when I started watching the stand-up side of things, I realised that there's such a healing quality to it because you're able to express things in a way that enables you to connect with people, tell your story, but also apply the equation that I really, really like of time plus tragedy equals comedy. So that's what I'm doing now. All of those hard times that I've processed and been through the grieving process, and that will still come up from time to time. I appreciate that. But I really want to transform the energy around that now and turn it into something that still has a healing quality. So continue the healing quality by turning these experiences into things that can connect with people, make them realise that they're not on their own, and also get a different slant on it and entertain people as well. I used to be such a clown when I was a kid. I used to love messing around. I used to love doing characters and silly voices and playing the fool, effectively. And then as I got older, as I headed into sort of uni, I kind of lost that. And then I found myself in a relationship with someone who thought I wasn't funny. That kind of just sat with me. This person that I was in relationship with, an intimate relationship with, not thinking I'm funny, I believed them. And so I kind of dumbed down, suppressed that comic desire, if you like. And also I was going through a really heavy depression at that time. So the concept of being funny was just not available to me. So for a very long time, it all got very, very serious. It all got very, very dark. And so the last couple of years have been about working through the dark stuff. And very recently, I feel like the beginning of this year, is about exploring that now, not being so serious all of the time, remembering that childlike clowning quality that I used to have, that really, it really lights me up inside. And for it to bring healing, effectively bring healing. That easing began when I started doing improvised comedy. I started to be reminded of how much fun I had when I was a kid, pretending, creating worlds, being able to work collaboratively with people to create these imaginary worlds and make people laugh at ridiculous things. That's been so good for me. And now it feels like stand-up comedy is the next stage on from that. I was lucky enough to be in a wonderful group of improvisers as I was studying improvised comedy. And there was a particular member of the team who is a stand-up comedian. I will be bringing her on later on, don't worry. And I just felt so inspired by her. Another member of the team was just starting out his stand-up comedy journey. I went to watch him and support him. And I was like, this is so good. I'm going to do it too. So there is definitely something there around being conscious of your tribe. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who's there to inspire you? And as a result, I found myself on stage a couple of nights ago, bright lights in my face, mic in my hand, telling stories, hoping that people would get it. And the experience itself It's all a bit of a blur. I've requested a recording of it because I don't actually remember what happened. I got good feedback, and there's lots of stuff that I will be taking forward from what people have said. But in terms of my experience of it, I really feel like I just went into flow state. And that is something that I've spoken about before in the self sessions, the idea that flow state is a state where you completely lose track of time. You're just in the moment, engaging in an activity that is holding your attention, holding your focus. It holds just enough challenge to keep you interested, but isn't too challenging for you to want to give up. And you just stay there. You stay there in that flow. And that's it. You come out of the other side of it and you're like, what happened? What just happened? I didn't have like a huge buzz when I came off the stage, which is interesting to me. I used to get quite a big buzz whenever I danced. And also to some extent with improvised comedy, but this one felt different. And I'm wondering if that's something to do where I am currently in my life and everything that I've processed, and also the things that I've learned about myself and my mindset. Previously, when I'd done something new on stage, I feel like I would have come off and completely dissected it and judged myself and completely ignored all of the positive comments anyone had given me, thinking they were just being nice for the sake of it. But this time I stepped off feeling really grounded. I felt alive. I did feel alive. And I feel like the blood pumping in my heart and stuff, but it wasn't like a disappointment or a fear thing. I didn't feel like I just survived something horrific. I just felt really, really alive and good in myself and grounded, actually. So that was a really interesting thing for me. It wasn't what I expected or how I expected to feel. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do anything with that for the moment. But I know that if I do stand-up comedy again, I won't die. I definitely won't die. And yeah, it just feels like there's a really great opportunity for exploration of this now. And I'm going to be exploring comedy in all of the ways, all of the different ways. I've started writing again. My creative writing has picked up after a big old hiatus of just focusing on like self-development stuff and putting together useful information related to my work. But now I'm really going to be moving more into the creative side of writing, blocking out parts of my day, dedicated purely just to writing for the sake of writing, for the sake of pleasure and enjoyment. And that's really actually been facilitated by me working my way through The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's a book that links creativity and spirituality together. And through it, you kind of go on a week by week process of exploring what creativity means to you. It takes place over 12 weeks and each week focuses on a different area. And so I've been doing that since the beginning of the year and coming towards the end of it now. And I really have noticed a different relationship with my creativity and it not feeling like it's a luxury or something that I need to squeeze in or something that I had to let go of because I was supporting other creative people in the world. I'm allowed to still maintain my creativity. In fact, it's imperative that I do so that I can remain in alignment and in deep understanding of the people that I'm working with in the creative industry. So it's all good stuff. It's all headed in the right direction and it's all formulating what my next steps are, I think. I think this year is very much going to be about exploring that creativity and how it can help me to feel like a 3D person again. Because I think I've been living in a 2D world for quite a while. A bit of a caricature of myself. Again, something else I will explore in later episodes. Something that came up in therapy. Love therapy. So I stood up for myself. I got up on stage and I did stand up. Crazy. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Self Sessions. If you did, please share, like, subscribe and stay in touch by heading over to marissamccallum.com. I am, of course, until next time, wishing only love.